talk about one point about the Dor HaFlogah. So the pasuk starts out with that they were an am echad b'saf achas the kolam zechi lam hasois. So they understood the value of achdus. They understood the value of being together as one. The final result is a Bershom is Maval with the Lusharnas, and they said Pen Nafuts, and the Bershom is Vayofatisham. The Bershom was, it was Mefits them. So Zemes has a comment where he says that the root of the problem was that to come to true Achdus is not possible without Israel, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's help. The communism had this beautiful idea, an ideal that everybody would have goodness, everybody would be happy because everybody would just give what they give in their talents and their abilities, etc. And everybody would take out what they need, so everybody would be very happy. It was a wonderful plan. It sounded wonderful. It didn't work because human beings are yechidim. Human beings, Pesher made adam yechidi. Each one has his needs, each one has his desires, etc. So, at the even if there was a moment when the ideal was in effect and was going to work, at the beginning of the process, it would deteriorate. It's no way that's going to last. When you come along with an ideal which can address the needs of man, the true needs of man, each individual's desires, in a way which is effective, going to give each person his role, his just due, and find a way to incorporate them into the greater reality of society around them, would be effective. But to create that balance and know exactly how to do that without the Torah, without the Harah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who understands the individuals, it's not going to work. Because Al said, can you see which is not L'Shem Shemayim? It's not going to be Mizkayim. Can you see which is L'Shem Shemayim? Well, B'Sefer L'Hizkayim. This wasn't a can you see L'Shem Shemayim. This was a can you see L'Shem each person's own needs. So, when we are rooted in trying to find ways to connect, etc., and trying to believe that we can create something without searching in the Torah, without searching in for the way to have tikkun amidus and have understanding that we play a role and therefore we have responsibilities. No person is going to rise to the occasion to responsibilities if they don't have to. At the beginning, it sounds very exciting and very enticing, which is what communism sounded like. At the beginning, it sounded like a beautiful vision, but the reality on the ground was horrible, was horrendous. It wasn't just because it was usurped by it was that they misunderstood that you can't make a root of something like that. Our modern universalism about we're going to create peace in the world by just making prosperity for everybody has the same problem. Without an ideal, without something above and beyond just the my physical needs, Nagoyin seems to say the following thought. He says, if the goal is physical needs, and that's the motivation, at some point in time, somebody's going to wake up and say, you know what? Like, why am I worrying about everybody else getting those needs? My real goal is me. So I can get mine without helping everybody else. So the story would end right there. It's only going to continue. It's only going to continue if I say there's something greater than myself. But if the whole goal is just myself, so why should I keep giving of myself when I can get it ready? Exactly what happened to communism. That is it. Why should we keep giving in to help other people when we can get what we want right now? Because the real goal was really not you anyway, it was me. That's where the root of the problem is. Okay, have a good Shabbat.